Sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. I don't really know, but somebody said in the streets your best friend could be working with the feds. Then you gotta go and put a price on his head. For fucking with these fleas, you got lice in your head. Crab ass nigga started acting like a bug. And all you ever did is went and showed the nigga love. Look how many times you paid his way into the club. Bought a mace of spades till he started throwing up. If it wasn't for you, he wouldn't know those bitches. If it wasn't for you, he couldn't blow those riches. He started using your name and started blowing up because of him, them white boys in that van showing up. He had that. In the streets that even wifey could wanna see you dead. So when them little club bitches wanna give you head, fuck them bitches in your car, don't bring them to your bed. Cause bitches leave bugs and they be fucking thugs, and thugs be talking reckless to having they phones bugged. And I know a couple sisters that they set up they husbands for bricks by the dozens, got a murder by their cousins. Thought she was in love, said she was, but she wasn't. Wearing a hijab and niqab, she was frontin'. He gave her the world, but she said he gave her nothing. When she said she'd have him killed, homie thought that she was bluffing. That even family could wanna see you dead. That's why you keep your eyes on your uncles and your aunties. Cause if they smoke crack, then they might put out a bounty. If they know where your stash is at, and you flashing at where your cash is at, you can best believe they up in that. Have your competition at your door, like what's up with that? Hands in the air, on the ground, where your paper at? Figure you a family, and that's where you the safest at. But family be the one selling niggas where your safest at. Your nephew will mess around and have a place in that, especially if he know where your money in the basement at.
Bitches.